Hey there, Story Miners. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. In episode 6, we explore objects that stay with us, not for their value, but for their stories. You've probably got something in your house that looks ordinary to everyone else, but to you, it's a story. A chipped mug, a souvenir spoon, a game jersey, or a matchbook from a bar that isn't there anymore. These objects aren't special because of what they're worth. They're special because of what they've witnessed. They hold memory, meaning, and sometimes a bit of mystery as well. To make this journey simple, I'll focus on objects you find in every home. Furniture. But make no mistake, what I say here about furniture can apply to almost anything. These objects stay in a room long after the conversation ends. They move from house to house, change owners, and might be handed down through generations. I'll share a story of my own, reflect on why memory clings to things we can touch, and as always, we'll wrap up with a writing prompt that might just help you open a drawer you haven't looked into for a while. Let me share a personal story. I once hauled a 100-year-old rocking chair across 10 states, wedged between a lamp and a box of pots and pans. Just to be clear, it was the chair that was wedged, not me. The chair had belonged to my wife's grandmother and then through my wife to my grandmother and then back to my wife. It was mission style, oak, back slats, straight lines, solid as Allegheny granite. One arm had the finish worn smooth where her elbow rested, worn down by time and skin. When we got married in 1974 in Colorado, my wife had already owned and used it for years, and when we moved back east, she couldn't leave it behind. We packed everything we owned into a short-frame Dodge van that we just bought. My wife, a former airline stewardess, ran that van like it was an overhead bin. Anything with a hollow space got stuffed. Nothing was wasted. The rocker rode snug and cozy. Now that chair has lived in every place we've ever rented or owned since. It's spent time in bedroom corners and by living room reading nooks, always useful, never in the way. I replaced the seat once and tightened the joints a few times, but it's still going strong 100 years later. And even though the rocker was passed down through my wife's family, I've developed a fondness for it as well. What I remember most about the chair isn't my grandmother sitting in it, though she did, but me as an adult climbing in, settling back, letting the rock of the chair carry me away and ease my stress. No other chair in the world has ever held me like that. We tend to think of furniture as background, you know, practical things. But memory turns them into something else. They soak up our routines, our rituals. A dining table isn't just a table. It's where your family sat together and shared stories about their days, broke bread, and broke into laughter. And these objects became silent witnesses to our lives. And that's why they make such great memoir material. So how do you write a story like this? Well, start with one item. The older the better, but only if you remember it well. Ask, where was it in the house? Who used it the most? What sounds or smells or activities do we associate with it? Zoom in on a single story and develop it from there. Don't try to cover years of use. Go for one evening, one conversation, one change, that's plenty. You don't need a grand event. The rocking chair I mentioned, its story isn't dramatic, it's just emotional, and that's what gives it weight. When you're writing, use sensory detail. Is the cushion cracked leather? Was the drawer sticky with old varnish? Did it creak or slam or wobble? Use emotional truth. If it reminds you of someone, say so. If it annoyed you, say so. If it outlived a marriage or moved with you after a loss, let that show. And remember, you're not writing about the object. You're writing about your life disguised as the object. So what's the key takeaway from all this? The meaning behind objects we keep isn't about their utility. It's about their witness. It's about how the object participated in your life, what it held, what it knew. So this week, when you write, don't focus on describing the object. Focus on what happened around it. That's where the story lives. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in and see what we've got. This week's question comes from Donna in Sarasota. Hey, Donna. In fact, it was Donna's question that got me thinking about today's topic, and she asks, Wayne, I want to write about my grandmother's hope chest. It meant a lot to her, and it means a lot to me. The problem is, what's there to write about? It just sits there and holds stuff. Can I build a story around something I remember more with feeling than with facts? Well, Donna, for starters, I'm glad you're tuned into your grandmother's hope chest, and I want your readers to connect with how you feel about it. You're on the right track. Here's rule number one about writing a memoir, and this applies not just to your question, but to everybody and every story everywhere. Memoir isn't journalism. It's memory. If your memory offers you a faded image, work with that. Don't invent, but feel free to blend. For example, you might remember the chest, but not the contents. In that case, write what you think was in it, but then be transparent. You can say, well, I can't recall if it was her wedding dress or a baby blanket, but I remember the smell. It was cedar and old perfume. When the details are missing, focus on emotional clarity. What did the chest mean to you? How did it make you feel to open it? Who was she to you, and how did that change over time? Your job is not to build a perfect replica. Your job is to open the door so the reader can walk in and share the moment with you. Here's your writing prompt for the week. Write about an object with a story to tell. And if you're stuck, here's a few questions to get you started. How did you get the object? Where did it come from? What events or rituals or activities took place that involved that object? And what does that object say about the people who used it? Well, maybe it's a battered table that hosted 1,000 family dinners, or a bookshelf that moved with you through every apartment, or a nightstand that held your child's baby monitor and, later, their high school graduation photo. You don't need to finish the story. Just get it started. Write about the moment. Write a feeling. Write what the object might remember, if it could talk. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.